And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A Biden-appointed federal judge has released a murder suspect onto American streets. Brian Rafael Gomez, who was wanted in the Dominican Republic for homicide, was handed over to ICE by Massachusetts police after an assault arrest last month. Then Judge Melissa Dubois cut him loose. DHS called it reckless endangerment of American lives, and that is kind of hard to argue with. Since Trump's deportation push began, illegal immigrants have flooded federal courts with 18,000 habeas petitions, more than the last three administrations combined. The lawfare is working, and somewhere out there, Brian Gomez is a free man. Memorial University in Newfoundland, founded as a living memorial to the men killed in World War I, just posted 5 tenured professor openings in fields like AI navigation and computational biochemistry. And the reason all of this matters is because the one slight catch in these job postings: no straight white men are able to apply. 1% of Newfoundland's entire male population died in the Great War. Their descendants are now ineligible to teach at the university built in their honor. So much progress. In economic news, Meta is cutting 10% of its workforce and pausing hiring on 6,000 open positions, funneling the savings into the AI infrastructure. Also, Spirit Airlines, as you may have heard, is simply gone. Every flight has been canceled, and passengers were told not to go to the airport and offered no help in rebooking. Your next budget flight just got a lot more expensive. And overseas, the Christian persecution hasn't slowed down one iota. In Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega's regime, which has jailed bishops, banned Holy Week processions, and exiled priests, removed a prominent Christ the King statue from the capital under the cover of darkness. Officials called it temporary. Yeah, sure it is. And in the Netherlands, Parliament is debating legislation that would allow embryos to be created from two men, two women, or even a single person. One Dutch parliamentarian called it disgusting from the floor, and a commentator called the Netherlands the Sodom and Gomorrah of the world. And neither one was exaggerating. Finally, Senate Democrats failed for the 6th consecutive time to get a single Republican to vote with them on limiting Trump's war powers in Iran. The conflict has cost taxpayers $25 billion, with Chuck Schumer saying the real problem is Trump and Hegseth. Yeah, he would. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.